of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days that approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions? What's your name, ma'am?
Sheila Bailey.
Thank you. Anybody got any questions for Sheila?
Any dog breed to get this place?
No.
Probably all that traffic could make their hair fall out.
Anybody got any questions? You guys think we're going to leave here as soon as we get done with these or not? So. You make a motion? Oh, you were serious. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody want to second it?
Nobody
wants to. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Same thing, Sheila. We'll get your decision of record together and then kind of go over you the steps and
okay.
Get you going.
Will you call me when it's ready?
Yeah, I'll have more to call you.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought you were being funny, George.
No, I'm not. Nobody had any questions.
Yeah, so okay.
I asked the only one I think about.
How are you, Charlie?
Case 1729.
I think I'm pretty
good. Kings Ridge, our applicants there. This is the parcel, 46 acres on off Bee Creek and Stinger. There's our concept. They had a little better plan there. It's 35 acre part of the 46 acre parcel as part of lot two of the Bee Creek Apartments. Of course, the proposed nightly rental. And we do have confirmation with Kendall, kind of jumping ahead with the sewer connection, George. And I talked to Kendall and he said, yes, that's no problem. Staff recommendations for permit 1729. Following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, would be compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the renting of the residence. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, each condo resident shall accommodate suite no more than the maximum occupancy. Maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Codes and the Taney County Road Standards that are including plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbance of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with the scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. 7, the current contact information for each condo shall be posted on the property and on file with Taney County Planning Office. 8, the number of units, 5 to 8 bedrooms each, will be 65 condo-style ownership dwellings. 9, the Division 2 permit will be required for each applicable structure in the development. 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And I do see that I probably should add into number 5 that along with our two persons per dwelling, we would need to add our parking, which is our regulation of one space per two persons. That's just a recommendation I'm going to make.
That
needs to be added in number 5 so that we catch the parking.
That needs to be in there.
Charlie, and that's what we've gone over. That's one space.
It's,
okay.
That's what we talked about.
Yep.
You're done, Scott?
Yes.
See if we get on the same length here before the meeting's over with.
It's all right.
Charlie, I want you to explain to me this foot or 2 foot that the property sits on.
When a condominium type plat is done, we that way we control the rest of the subdivision. So when we go to the bank and we sell you house number 1, you own the house, everything in it we're selling you, and the ground right underneath it, 1 foot outside around it. and that's your responsibility. So when we have regulations about siding, regulation about windows, regulation about driveways, those are in your regulations that they have to be accountable to. But by having a condo association handle the whole thing, we can control all of that. So when it says condominium, it's condominium, almost condominium land, not condominium house. That's what it is.
Anybody else got any questions?
It gives you a lot more control of a situation.
Well, you talked about it last time you were here.
It is where the people are responsible for maintaining their unit, and that's their 100% responsibility. And with our and our restrictions allow us as the developer of record to enforce those on them. So
that's what I thought you meant, but I wanted to make sure.
Right. Now, the reason between a foot and 2 foot, we don't know what difference it makes, but if we had to go 18 inches or 2 foot, it might make a difference.
I was going to ask you if something came up that caused
right.
you to pick that.
That is correct.
I figured something happened
right.
that made you.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
We don't have any building inspectors in the county. Are we going to, what are we going to do relative to this? If the fire district requires sprinklers, who's going to go over there and make sure the sprinklers get put in when you build?
Western Taney County.
Western Taney County.
Yes.
Okay. They do inspect.
Okay.
But when you have the right quality builders building in the county, you get it done the right way. Agree?
Oh, yeah.
We get a final inspection form from Western Taney Fire on each unit.
And I know you do.
And it says what they had to do on there.
Right.
And it shows they've inspected.
I make a motion that we approve as ready.
Wait a minute, Randy.
I got a drainage question. Put that right there. On your, I know this may be future plans. You stated last meeting that you plan to build and develop as you're being able to sell them.
Correct.
Can you keep the construction confined to an area where people's not driving to?
Correct.
What is your plans, or do you perceive, or is that still up in the air as far as engineering on drainage on these cul-de-sacs, and where is that runoff going from them points?
If may I step over?
Yeah.
All of this would be done with a master plan anyway. So when Roselle does this master plan, and east of the 65, they want everything going to the lake anyway. So all this drainage will be done coming to these creeks, Randy. And so this will be just like regular agricultural land that we get there. And as we get to each one of these, and we'll provide the cuts or whatever we need to do with riprap and everything else, we need to get to the creek.
It's all pointed downhill there anyway.
That is correct. And I was told the other day that anything east of 65, they want it to go, it's not a matter of piping it, they want it to go to the lake.
Can't come on.
Correct.
And that's all.
We'll have a stormwater. Roselle Engineering most likely will be doing all of our sewer water, stormwater, all of those type of things, all of our protection. We'll be built, and you know, and I get kind of, I'm going to take just a moment because nobody else here, right? You know, I get take a little bit of exceptions. Are you building in the county? Like, if you build in the county, you can build nothing. Well, if you build the right way, the way you should do it, whether you're developing it or whatever, you do it the right way. And that silt fence, the other things that you need to do. And so Roselle is providing that so that we can do it the proper way. Nobody's trying to skim by on that type of thing.
Again, I make a motion.
If somebody want a second to that?
Second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, and I would like to say one thing before I leave. There'll be no dog breeding on that site either.
you might be surprised. You may want to put that in the covenant.
Yeah. What was in that little mint?
Strawberry.
Kind of feeling a little sleepy.
You're just tired, Charlie.
Let somebody else drive.
Get some rest.
See y'all later.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we need...
If you didn't have any more business, you'd need a motion to go to closed session pursuant RSMO 610.021, Section 1. Somebody need to make that motion, and then a roll call vote to follow.
I'll make that motion.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
George?
What?
You want to do this?
You can do a roll call, but show of hands.
Raise your hand,
show
there, George. Hands if, oh, you didn't understand that part.
No. Well,
Randy?
You can just all think.
Oh, roll call, but okay.
Randy? Brad? Okay.
Okay.
Everybody.